I would say there's just a lot of changes going on right now in the government space. You know, clearly we've got challenges right now in terms of the budgets and getting funding. We've got a flat IT budget. But I would say that, you know, overall there aren't a lot of changes. There are focuses in specific areas. Mm-hmm. You know, for example, today we're hearing a lot about the cloud. We're hearing a lot about security, which of course is a critical area for all of us to focus in on. And, you know, I think those are the major changes. I don't think it's a big major change, but the focus is a little bit different. And that's an evolution of technology.
Yeah. I was thinking as you're answering, that's probably pretty standard operating procedure over the last however long, maybe through the whole history of federal contracting, that there's a continuing evolution. Mm-hmm. You think it's easier or harder to do business now than, say, 5 or 10 years ago?
I would say, you know, it depends on the agency and what you're trying to accomplish, but I think it's a combination of both. I think that, you know, on the positive side, with the major acquisition vehicles that are out there, provided you have an acquisition vehicle, it makes it easier. Mm-hmm. It makes it easier to sell. Mm-hmm. With the focus in going towards more of a centralized type of approach versus decentralized, it also allows you to be more efficient there as well.
Mm-hmm.
But some of the challenges are there's tremendous amount of paperwork and other things that are required for you to do business within the federal government. So, you know, from my perspective, it would be great if we were able to clean up some of those things, streamline mm-hmm. the process, so that we as contractors could provide better service to our federal government customers.
There's a group of folks that are your peers and leaders of various companies that have said, listen, we have the FAR. That's pretty comprehensive. And if we could just stick to that and avoid some of the other things going around, that would make everybody's government and businesses jobs a lot easier. Do you agree with that?
You know, I would say that the FAR has a lot of outdated material in it. And I think one thing that would help when I talked about, you know, streamlining and also improving the information flow, I think it would be helpful if they went back through that and consolidated it and took out some of the old language and updated that.
So the next buzzword could be FAR consolidation instead of just server consolidation or data center consolidation. That could be our next one.
Well, you know, you bring up an interesting point, because one of the other trends that I see happening out there in the marketplace is the whole acquisition training.
Mm-hmm.
And that's an important area, because we've got a tremendous amount of very sharp acquisition people out there and program managers. But I think really to take it to the next level, we've got to make sure everybody's up to speed on the FAR, the firmer, and all of the government contracting. And, you know, acquisition training, I think, is something that's going to become more and more important over the coming years.
What's the curve that you're seeing on the acquisition teams at agencies being really well in tune with the end users to be able to make sure that when they come to you and say, here's what we want, the requirements make sense and really fit what the end user is going to want to turn on when he's ready to turn it on and use it?
Yeah, you know, I think there's still a lot of work to be done in that space, but I think that the end user is defining clear objectives, goals, and letting the contracts folks know what they're trying to accomplish will clearly help that process. But on the other hand, on the contract side is defining to the end users what they can and they can't do and operating within the scope of the law.
Mm-hmm. Are you seeing what Martha Johnson and Dan Gordon have called for, which is a lot more collaboration before proposals between business and government? Are they getting you, do you think, into the loop so that you can even let them know what's possible before they even come to you with the requirements?
Yeah, absolutely. At FedStor, one of our primary contracts is the SOUP contract. And the SOUP contract provides a very nice capability to provide RFIs prior to the RFP procurement.
Mm-hmm.
And we've seen a direct correlation between RFIs and RFPs. And this really allows us as manufacturers, partners, integrators to be able to provide feedback to the government on certain aspects of technology, and also allows them to get a sense for the pricing as well.
Mm-hmm.
So I think that's another trend that I'd like to see more of, and last year we saw a lot of that taking place in the VA, and we sure hope that that will continue on, because we think it provides more value to the government.
Mm-hmm. When you look around the landscape at the GWACs, you mentioned NASA SOUP and so on, when you look at the landscape, are there too many out there now, or do you think each one of them serves its customers in a different way sufficiently that they should all continue?
Well, I think that there are enough out there today. However, you know, there are people on both sides of the equation. Some people say there's not enough, and others say that there are too many. That may have to do with who has to contract and who has to be.
I'm sure that's exactly what it has to do with.
But the bottom line is you need to be able to provide the product through to the government at an excellent price and a very short turnaround time. And it's a balancing act as to how much you will have versus how much we have today.
Mm-hmm.
Today, personally, I think it's pretty well balanced.